This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Tire Buyer, buy tires online, get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 12% off with code MMA12. Prolon, nourish your body with healthy plant-based ingredients that have been backed by science. Save 15% off with code FIT. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 658.
6 of 58.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by fans, for fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Sorry, I was
pretty Kimo Slabe. Maestro.
That's still my favorite. Maestro.
Yeah.
Fucking George. Hey, remember how that guy used to walk? He had the craziest walk. He's like, he kind of strolled, but he was very, very stiff while he did it. It was really weird. It was like super relaxed, but stiff at the same time. Very confusing. Like I'm not gonna mess with that guy because I don't understand this. Like this is a weird combo.
No, that was a Krav Maga instructor. He was fucking insane. I'm pretty sure he'd killed a few people.
Yeah,
because he would never talk about his background. Like, the fuck is going on with you?
Yeah. we don't know. All good.
You never know. I didn't check if he's still out there training. I'm assuming he is. Like most of those guys are still.
He is
training out there, but. Anyway, hey, how about those Bears? Did you see the info today that they're to release tomorrow?
Are they moving to Arlington Heights?
No, they just said, fuck Arlington Heights. We're going to develop something in Chicago. That's, I think, it's getting announced tomorrow.
Okay. Where, though?
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to build it by the old Soldier Field or what, but looks like everything's going to be a go for Chicago, which... It's kind of funny because Arlington Heights was being such douchebags about the property taxes.
Yeah.
And I don't know why the Bears had to negotiate with school districts. There were like 3 school districts. Like, this makes no sense. Like, why are school districts involved with the Bears? Like, it should be the county that's setting the price.
Tax abatement. Sorry, I know some of this because of the other person in my household is in some kind of. It's tax abatement. So like they're probably trying to get the tax lowered for like
numerous years. Yeah. But
who controls that is the school districts.
Gotcha.
So it's like you gotta convince them and a bunch of other people that also have tax interests that they should vote a certain way.
Well, it looks like they fucked it up.
Totally.
And now it's going
it
to Chicago.
So. Happens every time.
They go fuck themselves. I mean it would have been nice if it was in Arlington Heights. I mean, I grew up right around there, so
just where they are at, if you're not from Chicago watching this, it's like a shitty way. It's really, it's awesome stadium. It's crazy, but it's really fucking hard to get to.
And there's like zero parking.
And there's no real public transportation there.
Right.
You have to cross a major highway to get to it from where you can get off at public transportation. Like, it's fucked up.
There's major problems to get out there. It's just, in my mind, it's just not fucking worth it. I think I've only been there once for like a preseason game.
Oh, okay.
And it was fucking freezing. I'm like, holy shit, what are we doing?
Yeah.
But yeah. So you got that. And then I think the draft is on Thursday.
Oh, that's in Detroit, I think.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Detroit.
So look at that. So we'll see. All things, at least in the first round, will come to a head. We'll get some closure there.
Get our draft pick number one.
Number two, and then see what they do with the 9th. So it's exciting times. This is the time to be excited. Like
the Bears.
It's always when you think about them, like they have no losses. That's how I like to look at the season. They have no losses. It's all positive from here, right?
Only good.
And hopefully they can, I'd say prediction. I'm going to go out on a limb. Say 10-7
this year.
Yep.
No way.
Oh, well, I thought they were going to win the Super Bowl last year. So what do I know about football?
10-7. That would be amazing if they did that. I would be so happy.
Well, what were they? 7-10 this year?
Yeah, I think it might get worse. Something tells me it's going to get worse.
They've added so much talent. They can only do better.
Okay.
Are you doing subtraction by addition?
Yeah, it can happen. I think maybe the coaching staff isn't the best. They will find a way to fuck it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I'm hopeful.
Don't like that. Yeah, head coach is, I think, a douchebag. But
yes, that's my point. Yep, do not like him.
Yeah. So,
all right. So, should we talk a little something?
Yeah, a little something. So, let's start with there was like some boxing match over the weekend. I don't give a fuck about the results, but I want to talk about the Ryan Garcia. So, he came into the fight, missed weight by 3 pounds, and he agreed to give his opponent $500,000 for every pound he was overweight. So he gave his opponent $1.5 million for missing weight by 3 pounds. And then he wins the fight. And when they said it was all said and done, he made $50 million total. Mm-hmm. And 12 of that came from him placing a bet on himself to win the fight.
Is that legal to do? Can you bet?
I guess. Who's regulating the guy? And I never have a problem with that, right? Like, if you're betting on yourself to win, I'm totally okay with that. Mm-hmm. It's what gets wonky is if you bet on yourself to lose.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Right? Because you're just throwing a fight. Yeah. Like, you can't do that shit. So, no. But I don't even know what he bet. I think it was he bet 2 to win 12 or something crazy where, like, holy fuck, man. So good on him.
Smart,
I don't know.
Smart move. I mean, he didn't cut all the weight. He gave a little away to get a lot. Smart business move, I would say.
Yeah. Smart man. It always seems to be a positive, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Luke Rockhold and yes. Joe Schilling had a little, I don't know, match karate combat, right? Over the weekend. So, Schilling was doing a little work. I think he bloodied Rockhold's nose and was it the second or something like that. But then Rockhold ended up clipping him and then finishing him with ground and pound, like third ground, whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we can show the video or not. So I chose not to, but yeah, there you go.
I'll do it. Because they posted this themselves on here. But he caught him with that fucking check hook. He's going to fucking knock someone out in forever.
Nice.
So good on him. Good on the Luke.
It's a good one. I'm a fan of this weird thing that they're fighting in. It just looks different and interesting.
Yeah, because the rule is if you go down on that angled platform, you're not a downed opponent. So you could just fucking tee off on them. I think you can kick them in the head while they're on there too.
Wow.
Because I think Bass Rutten was explaining it once to, I want to say he was on Rogan's show and talking about it, so.
Do you know why? Why did they decide to do that? Any particular? Does it somehow increase knockouts or bigger?
I don't know. I think just trying some new shit because there was other iterations of this I've seen in the past. I forgot maybe it was Bama. I don't fucking remember, but raised side. So maybe it's also for the fan experience too because you don't have a cage blocking your view. You don't have ropes blocking your view. So it's probably visually better to watch because even at the UFC you're actually better to sit higher than the cage. Like, yeah, it's fun to be close to hear all the strikes, but your view is so obstructed when you're sitting that close. This would probably be, looks like any seat, you're going to see everything unobstructed, less a camera maybe in your way, but
that makes sense.
Yeah,
I like it.
So that's cool to see him get back in the win column. I don't remember how many years it's been.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And maybe he'll have some success over there because it's not like Joe is an easy fight and fucking... No,
tough dude.
Yeah. So he knocked some dude out in a fucking bar.
Well, he gave him a run for his money in the first two rounds and then got caught.
And then this weekend... You got the BKFC card with Mike Perry and Thiago Alves and Ben Rothwell and Todd Duffy, like the long-haired Todd Duffy, ready to be knocked out.
I know you're ready for Ben Rothwell to do some damage.
I would guarantee a fucking first-round brutal KO that Todd Duffy is going to go to sleep. And you can get it for the amazing price of $29.99.
That's right.
Finally fucking priced right.
Yeah.
And it was hard to find the price because it's on, I think they're really trying to do it through YouTube. So you can buy it through YouTube.
Okay.
Knucklemania
4 is what they're calling it. That's it. I was trying to look it up. I'm like, I knew it had some cool name.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of buying that because I want to see that Perry Alves fight, and I want to see that Rothwell KO.
Yeah.
What else is happening?
I'm gonna show you a little video, Nate Diaz. Okay. I don't know, Masvidal. I'm just gonna let it speak for itself. I hope
press conference action.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh wow, you're right. This is
a whole bunch of bullshit when you try to share a screen on Zoom.
I think I got it. Okay. Do you see Nate Diaz on the left and Masvidal on the right? Okay, here we go. Let me know if the volume's good.
You're good.
Hey, with the fun tour, I'm going out here and all this shit all over fucking USA, and I'm done with all this shit. I'm cool off all this fucking talking shit. I got a whole thing to represent. I don't want to do none of this. I never did want to do any of it. Fuck this nigga and fuck his team, bro. I'm out. I gotta go.
Peace.
He's out.
It's like first minute into the press conference.
Disbelief.
Square up with yourself, motherfucker.
Square off with yourself, motherfucker. Wow. Cool. Thanks, Nate.
Promote
this fight.
Super funny.
Typical Nate.
He's trying to be the bad guy or the whatever.
Well, I still think he's going to get smoked by Masvidal in boxing because, you know, Nate didn't really show up for that Jake Paul fight. Like, holy shit. Is he going to show up for this one?
Probably not.
Yeah. And speaking of Masvidal, he says he wants to come back to the UFC and he wants to fight Justin Gaethje for his UFC comeback. Holy shit. Okay. I think he wants a BMF fight, but weight class, a little bit off. And I think Masvidal was also saying he went into a deep depression when he initially retired and was just eating, put on a bunch of weight because it's tough. Like, what do you do then? If your identity is fighting and you just say, I'm not doing that anymore, then what?
That's a good question. Eat. Sleep.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And fuck, fight, whatever. This guy fucks. And then everybody ends up coming back. They can't stay away. And I don't know if it's good or bad because I was just trying to think about that today. Like, how many guys that have stepped away from the sport have come back and done well? And I can only really think, and there's probably more than this.
Like long term or just one fight?
Well, just it could be. I was just thinking of like GSP. Like he took so much time off, came back, and then submitted Bisping. But typically, like when you go away for a while and you come back, it doesn't work out. No. I mean, you're coming back for a paycheck.
Yep. GSP is the first one that I was thinking of. I'm not sure if there's anyone else.
No one else. Like
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's been out for. He took a couple of years off, so you could put him in there too. Yeah, so it's weird. So we'll see. And then one last thing, since we're talking about Masvidal and Nate Diaz, so Jake Paul put out his offer of $10 million to both those guys to fight him under an MMA rule set.
Oh, did they say yes?
I would imagine one of them's going up for fucking $10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a huge risk, right? Because what happens if you lose? That ain't good. That ain't good for your brand. That ain't good for anybody.
Jake Paul must know something we don't know.
Well, the thing is, he won't be able to do it with Jorge because I don't think the UFC will ever let that happen because fucking Dana hates Jake. So Nate's a free agent. He has that loss. It would probably make sense for him to do that. But again, weight class, like what the fuck is Jake weighing? He's probably over 200, cutting down to whatever the fuck they were fighting at, 185. And Nate is a 155er. So I'd rather see him do
Masvidal.
Yeah. Because I feel like Nate's fighting for money now.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
It's tough. Speaking of tough, let's talk about sponsor action.
Oh, hey. Sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Lucy. Made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. Choose your form, pouches, breakers, or gum. Choose your strength, 2 milligram to 12 milligram. Almost at 1,200.
Whoa! You want to lose your mind and your shit?
That's right. Two milligrams suitable for someone who uses, you know, infrequently. 4 to 8 is more likely to satisfy you if you have an everyday routine. And 12 milligrams might be for you if you've been underwhelmed by the effects of your other nicotine pouches. Choose your flavor, mint, apple, ice, espresso, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription. Save 20% off with code FIT20. No commitment. Cancel anytime.
That's right. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/FIT20. Use promo code FIT20 to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping as a 30-day refund policy. If you change your mind, that's lucy.co. Use code FIT20 to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Just like that. Back to the show.
That was terrifying.
It should be. You gotta be warned. You gotta be told. You're a fucking child.
I'm scared now. I don't even use nicotine. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Don't do that again. Speaking of scared,
so yes,
the rumor around the campfire is Paige VanZant is going to be making her boxing debut, I guess, sometime around May 25th for Misfits 15. She's going to box Elle Brooke, which is some sort of a social media influencer.
Ingo, this is the fight of the century.
You think waiting. So?
What do you mean? Do I think so? What do you mean? I'm just saying both of them do stuff.
Do you think, you know, that'd be interesting if they showed up like that and then put the gloves on? I think it could sell.
Yeah, I think Elle's got heavy hands and she's gonna fucking destroy VanZant. I mean, Paige has got the MMA experience, but again, it goes to who has been. I think Elle only has 2 boxing matches, 3 at most, but she's only been training boxing. Paige has been doing everything. So again, it goes to the, in my mind, boxer with limited experience and power versus Paige who has to think about it. And I'll just say Elle does work out there. You can check her out on her Twitter and you can see what kind of work she does. She's putting in that work. She's doing a lot of work. And Paige is doing a little bit of work too. So I'm excited for that fight.
Should be good.
Let's see. I saw, you know, how the WWE and UFC are one company now. So the WWE said they're going to start holding some events at the UFC Apex.
Whoa.
Like, how the shit does that work? I don't understand. Because remember when we looked at the capacity, I thought it was, about 1,000 max? And then they were charging an ungodly amount to try to get people in there? And it probably makes sense, right?
Maybe that's maybe they're trying to do that, charge a lot of money and have, like, these special matches. In the octagon wrestling.
Yeah,
matches.
Maybe you don't even fucking change it. I don't know if guys get more fucked up because I would imagine the WWE ring is a little more bouncy for the when they do all that bullshit off like the top rope. You need a little bit of like give. I feel like the cage doesn't give as much.
That's a good point. It's like a trampoline. Imagine what, if the wrestling match, wrestling things were trampolines. That'd be crazy.
That's right. Like the, what was it? The basketball one? Come on. Like WWE on fucking tramps. When I say tramps, I mean trampolines.
That'd be epic.
I'm in for this shit. Like, I want to see people bouncing out into the crowd.
Flying.
These fucking severely maimed. I love it.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah. That's what we got to do. What else is happening out there?
Well, just want to show you this video I found.
Sweet. Video.
Happened over the weekend, sharing sound. Hopefully, let me know if this is too loud. But here's a little fight going on. Josh is shooting from
a ways out. He needs a little louder. Kind of a combination. And I've never seen that before. Oh, he just stepped in his own vomit, too.
He did. They're in a big place.
Yeah, they are. Outdoors, too.
Yeah, so exactly happened, but I'm like, what the fuck? He puked in the cage. The guy seemed like he was out of it. You think they should have stopped the fight or just let him go on? He already got the shit out.
You gotta stop the fight because it's probably a biohazard. They have like some sort of body. But it's weird because you're okay with blood.
It's my
but vomit. We're not vomit and shit. We're not okay with.
Yeah.
And then that guy lost. I think it was a TKO loss for vomiting.
Yes.
Good. Good for him.
TKO, baby.
Did you win your fight? Well, the other guy fucking zacked in the fucking octagon, yes. And they gave me the win. I'm the greatest ever. I saw, you know, Conor McGregor's fighting at UFC 303.
Okay.
And they said some of the VIP packages, the tickets for that will be more than $12,000 a ticket. Yep. So I don't know what the fuck you get. I didn't see exactly, maybe if I can do a quick search here, UFC 303 VIP package. Mm-hmm. I want to know what you get.
For the big one, 12,000?
Yeah.
Lower level tickets, elite experiences, side stage weigh-in access, a framed fight card poster, signed by the main card athletes and UFC CEO Dana White, custom fight kits. But you have to contact him directly, actually. That's all kinds of shit that's available. They have like a bunch of packages. You can go bananas, basically, like, you know, go to Dana White's house and have dinner with his family and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. The it looks like the most expensive one is sold out.
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah. Because they're showing all these levels. There's a rising star. There's a challenger. There's a champion. There's elite.
Yeah, as someone I know just went to UFC 300 with their teenage son. I guess they met like 40 fighters or something. And they didn't even buy the most expensive thing. They just had a VIP access to some other stuff. That he said the tickets at the event were bad, but the other stuff was great. So they got like weigh-in access early and all that, and they just met tons of people. He's like, that was the coolest thing.
But yeah,
they had nosebleed tickets like part of that package. So I think that's like what they're selling is the package, and then you spend more. Like,
over there, buddy. Like,
bring your binoculars.
Can you see that pillar up there? Yeah, you're right behind it. Great. It's what we call semi-obstructed view. Thanks. Great. Didn't know we still had those. I didn't know I was at Comiskey Park.
Oh yeah, freaking Comiskey. Wrigley has
the fucking Chicago Stadium used to have those too. But the stadium used to also have standing room only tickets for, I think it was $15, where you could watch a Hawks game and you're like right on top of the ice. It was fucking awesome. At the very top of the rafters in the fucking thing. So I gotta reload a drink here.
Yeah,
I don't know what alcohol there is.
Okay, let's see. I got a on this day
here we go
in April 2006.
Okay,
close. Anderson Silva competes in his final fight before joining the UFC and knocks out Tony Frickland with a reverse elbow. And here is a picture of him right there. being.
Yeah, I think the story was he was practicing this in secret because his coaches are like, that's never going to fucking work. And then he fucking pulled it out during the fight, KO'd him. It worked. Like, nice. Like, I thought you were going to show this one. This is 2007.
Uh-oh, what did he do in 2007? The man is on a maniac in April, apparently.
Almost to the date, this happened. Gotta make sure we don't share sound here.
Oh, shit.
Gonzaga head kicks.
Krokop.
Where Krokop's foot was, like, shoved up his ass. And I'll blur this out. I mean,
That was bad.
It was brutal. Krokop suffered some brutal KOs in the UFC, unfortunately. Yes.
God, man.
Yeah, tough shit. See that. Yep.
Jesus. Hey, speaking of crazy finishes, I don't know if you've ever showed this, but I found this crazy thing on the internet. So I'm not going to share sound because it's going to be too loud. Here we go. Here is the Walls of Jericho submission. Do you know?
No, I don't know what this is.
It's a wrestling move. Watch this. This is actually real. Like, these fuckers, he pulled this shit off. So he's going to get top control a little bit, but the guy's on his stomach, and now he's got almost a full body triangle here. In a second, it's coming.
It's getting very gay here.
It's coming. Here it goes. So he's going to grab one leg from under, another leg from under, right? And he's going to lean on it.
I thought they called this the camel clutch back in the day.
I don't know. They say Walls of Jericho.
Maybe it's the other way. Yeah.
I looked this up. I thought the same thing. Apparently there's a nuance between the two. I think something to do with where the head is on the camel clutch or something. So, or somebody took over the move after the,
I don't follow that shit. So these are like big childhood memories of staying over at like a friend's house and they like wrestling and some shit. Like, I don't know. This looks kind of gay. It's not real.
Yeah. The gays.
Yep. Max Holloway posted a picture of his leg from all those Justin Gaethje leg kicks.
Oh, my God. That looks bad.
And the other one looks like it's got some kind of compression action on it.
Yeah, you know, I forget these things. These guys, they don't leave unscathed even when they win. Yeah. You know, they're fucking beat up.
Yeah, sometimes when you win, you lose.
Yes.
Because you've seen some winners come out looking way fucking worse than the loser. Yeah. And that might be the case, too. I don't remember how fucked up Gaethje's face was. He did face plant. That was brutal.
He did.
It was brutal to see.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got here.
I think I just got knowledge left at this point.
Okay. We'll go on a run. So here's kind of like what's upcoming fight-wise.
Yep.
Who posted this? Terrence McKinney. So you got Makhachev versus Poirier June 1st on the same card with Strickland and Costa. And you also have Nate Diaz boxing against Jorge Masvidal. Same day. June 1st is pretty fucking busy. And then June 22nd, you got Shamayas versus Whitaker. June 29th, McGregor Chandler. Like, fucking June. Fucking June. But we're still in April.
Yeah, I think that 303 card is not looking awesome. There's only two other fights announced.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man. After UFC 300, too, it's like, what are we gonna have happen?
So, yeah, it's they blew out everything, and now we gotta wait for everything to cycle through. Here's a weird one. A new Hezbollah has fucking emerged, Dingo.
No way. Where is he? Oh, what the fuck?
Here's the original. Here's the cut rate. What the hell?
What
He's daddy's girl, by the way.
He looks very similar.
So whatever they got going on, it must be whatever they got going on.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Fucking weird.
I saw the UFC 300 ratings came out. I saw somewhere it had very detailed. Let's see. There's ESPN saying it produced the biggest ratings in history for the network since the broadcast partnership started. Highest rated prelims and early prelims across ESPN and ESPN Plus. I know somewhere they showed the numbers, but I don't remember where the fuck I saw that. But I think it is pointing to the fact too that that pay-per-view, and I think you even said that the buy rate for the pay-per-view was probably over a million.
Yes, I think I said 1.2, something like that.
I mean, so I think that all points to card. Yeah, and especially when I think people are probably picking and choosing which ones to buy because they're not all fucking stellar.
Yeah.
And
the main event was meh, but the card itself as a whole,
yeah,
was the pretty depth. Friggin', it was stacked. Yeah, there was a lot of, you know, solid fights on it.
Yep.
So
here's a little John Jones action for you. He actually ran into Shane Carwin the other day. Whoa. Look at, remember how huge, I mean, Shane might be not juiced up anymore, but John looks pretty similar in size than Shane, and Shane was fucking massive. And then John said they're going to start training together. Holy shit. Like, that's fucking cool. I wouldn't mind seeing a little Shane Carwin come back, but I thought he had all sorts of like back issues.
Back issues, yeah. He's such a freaking crazy oak. He's just like this giant person. Like, I don't, isn't he an engineer or something?
Yeah,
by day?
Yeah, he's like smart and shit.
Computer programmer, you know.
But I think he had the biggest hands ever in the UFC, bigger than Brock Lesnar's. I don't know, 4XL gloves or something insane.
Yeah.
And then speaking of all the freaks, so Paula Costa was out, I'm assuming this is at the Gold's Gym, probably in Venice, out there training with who is this guy? Mike O'Hearn. He's a bodybuilder, I think, actor. They're doing some work together. Like, look how jacked this guy is. And I think this guy is 55 or older.
That can't be healthy.
No. Mike O'Hearn.
Wow.
Like, what shit is that guy on? And Wallow's got a secret juice shirt.
Zero body fat.
Yeah. Here, let me show you how to rip. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
I don't know where this Gold's Gym is. I worked out in that one in Venice. It was weird.
Yeah, you're right on the boardwalk there.
Yep.
They closed that sucker down during COVID.
Yeah, well, California was fucking retarded.
Still is.
Yeah, I don't think it's changing, and I think that's why fucking everyone moved out of there, right?
Yeah, like, we're gone. You guys suck.
Rogan went to Texas and then fucking sucked. I don't know how many people out of there.
Oh, I forgot to show this earlier. Check this out. Oh, this is late, but still funny. This some poster someone made online. McGregor versus Chandler.
Yeah. Red panty night for
you. Like the red panty night? Yep.
Yeah. Well, he's been waiting forever, and I was always questioning, is that a smart move? I feel like he should get some fights in, but hey, man, you're on the main event. He's probably getting a cut of the pay-per-view.
You would think so.
Not the McGregor cut, but
no.
You know, I always thought it should be 75 to the main guy and 25 to the other. That seems fair.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Dwayne The Rock Johnson posted, and he says, I'll just read this tweet that he posted. So he says, from the wrestling ring to the MMA cage. So with WrestleMania behind me, my second training camp of 2024 begins tomorrow for my next role in a film titled The Smashing Machine. My body's banged up from a mania, but no injuries and feeling great, ready to go. So I'm starting my MMA workouts tomorrow. I'm coming into this in pretty good conditioning and cardio shape, but MMA is a different animal. And Mark Kerr was one of one monster. So I run into this smashing machine journey with deep respect and love for all MMA fighters and culture, especially those who have struggled with addiction. I've lost so many friends, wrestlers over the years from addiction and mental health struggle, from suicide to it was just their time to go. This is my love letter to them. Let's get to work.
Ooh, it's a rock. Motivated.
Yeah. It's interesting to see. Like, I hope they show some footage because I know he's in his 50s too. How he trains in MMA. What are they gonna have him doing besides wrestling and boxing? Is he gonna be doing Muay Thai jujitsu.
Interesting. He's a big boy.
Yeah. A fucking like on everything too. Like all these guys. Yeah, I'm in my late 50s, but I'm fucking bigger and stronger than I've fucking ever been. Totally clean. Totally clean. Like, no one will admit it. Like, you're on so much shit. It's so, just say it. It's okay. It's
running okay. It in the red.
Yeah. Red line, red line.
Mm-hmm.
And let's check in with Michael Bisping. This is a good one.
Okay.
He is, I believe he's at the doctor's office. You want to share a little sound? Here we go.
I'm here at the eye doctor. You know, we all know
yeah, I have zombie eye.
By getting a new eye fitted. So just recently they did a mold. Here is the result of the mold. Let's check
it out.
Oh,
that's what his eye looks like regular. Holy shit.
So as you can see, it hasn't been painted yet. What they do is they hand paint it to match the other one.
Goddamn Terminator.
Because what happens is every few years, the eyeball shrinks a little bit, and then the fitting doesn't move quite as well. It's not in sync with the other eye. And currently now you can see it's making it a little bit bulbous. So what they'll do is they'll trim it down a bit so it doesn't bulge out of my eye. So I look like quite a psycho as I do now. But you like that, babe?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's kind of crazy though, like the whole, he just shoved that in there like it was nothing. He knew exactly. It's crazy. He must have obviously done it a million times.
Yeah, just like popped it in. But like his normal eye, there's no color in it. It's just white.
Yeah,
like a grayish white. Holy shit, that's crazy. Here's a throwback. Remember, I think we were just talking about this a couple weeks ago when Nate Diaz was hanging out with USADA.
Suck a dick.
And smoking some weed offering to his USADA tester. High as fuck. Smoking a blunt. I'm like, hey, man, you want some?
Sorry, DK. Why is that?
I miss those days.
Those were good days. Heyday. Maybe it's coming back. Maybe not, though.
I don't know if I want to do this KO. I think I'm going to skip this one. Let's go some cage justice. I like this. So there was an Iranian fighter that decided to, I think this, I don't know if this happened in Russia. I'm going to say this happened in Russia. So Iranian fighter did not like that the ring card girl was not covering her face or some bullshit. So this is what he decides to do. As she walks by, he kicks her in the ass as she walks by. So after the fight, the audience didn't quite take kindly to that, and they beat the fuck out of the guy.
Wow.
As well they should have.
Did he lose the fight too? Oh, there's a chair. Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say he lost the fight, but I know he got banned by the organization, and looks like a lot of people beat the fuck out of him.
Good.
Yeah, you don't touch some woman, especially when she's doing her fucking job. Don't be a fucking dick. So.
Right. It's shitty.
Yep. And I saw a cool picture, but they're saying this was AI enhanced. Let me get your feedback on this.
I'm afraid. What you're gonna show.
You'll be all right.
Whoa.
Jennifer Lopez. They said this is 54. So
no way does it look like that. No way.
Is this enhanced? Is AI doing this?
I don't know. But she wore that somewhere?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No way. I don't think she would. That's, there's not. Yeah.
I don't know. But if AI is doing that, I'm down with AI.
Thank
whatever
you,
AI is putting out.
I couldn't speak for a second. I was lost.
Yep. Then I saw this new sport. We talk about hockey every once in a while. So this is some version of hockey. I'm not exactly sure how the scoring works or how they do this, but
is it on trampolines? Oh, look at this.
It's just different outfits. Not sure what's going on here. I do like Slapshot is my favorite movie. So
it's amazing. That would hurt if you fell though. Damn.
Yeah. I don't know how you win this game, but I feel like just being there, you're winning.
Agreed. I'm all about it.
Anyway, you get the gist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is where the show usually goes off the rails.
There's a trend in these last two posts. Well, there's a trend going to continue.
We'll close out on one more before we get to knowledge. So Rough and Rowdy had an event over the weekend in my home state, but in West Virginia, where my father was born. I got part hillbilly in me.
So West Virginia, take me home or something. Yeah.
Yep. So here's one of the ring card girls from said competition.
Good Lord. Did she get kicked too?
I don't know, but goddamn, can the UFC and everybody else subscribe to this? You need thick ladies that aren't afraid of a fucking Baconator.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Agreed.
And right on to that, into knowledge.
You're a tough act to follow with those last three, but this is going to be a totally.
I have to represent all sports and go wherever they come. This is a buzzkill,
boys. I'm sorry, whoever's watching or listening, but I find it interesting. So there was a soccer match that they played a few days ago, and this is somebody watching it with the Apple virtual reality thing.
Yeah.
Like, check this shit out. Like, it's like there's a video game that's showing you the whole thing, and you got stats up, and you can, I mean, what do you think? Distracting? You like it? There's another dude doing the same thing? It's like altered reality?
I'm not going to wear a fucking headset. I like just watching.
Like, watch the replay. Like, it's like a video game. You just hit replay, and it replays the whole thing down there.
To me, it feels like stimulus overload. I just want to see my TV.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. This is like a cell phone and doing something else at the same time.
Right, which like, everyone's fucking doing.
They've taken it up a notch. Now you have to wear this thing on your head.
Ooh. That has a huge wire and a fucking battery pack. And
yeah,
no thanks. I'm okay.
I think that Apple one is wireless, I think.
No, it has a wire and a battery pack.
It does?
Yep. Problem. Yeah, No, I've seen videos and people complaining that you got to wear a battery pack like on your waist.
Vision Pro, I see. Oh yeah, I see the cable and stuff. Crazy, that's
super annoying. The other thing I was thinking about, I'm like, I miss the glory days of TV and shows. I was just thinking about Game of Thrones the other day and how glorious that was and how fun. Like, how many seasons were we watching that? And we'd be talking about, oh, my God, it's this is so great. And fucking Silicon Valley. How fun was that for a few seasons?
Tip-to-tip efficiency.
Right.
Well, have you seen Yellowstone?
Mm-mm. Everyone keeps saying I should watch that.
Fucking watch that show. It's like game. And there's the other two, 1883 and 1923, like the spinoffs. It's really good. Like, it's like Game of Thrones, but in the West. Modernish times, like,
yeah,
it's not like a western, it's just today's cowboys, and it's fucking crazy shit happens.
See, I probably like it. I don't know,
I'm telling you, and there's sex, there's drugs, there's fighting, there's a lot of fighting. So
midgets.
I don't want to call a midget, but maybe it's possible.
I might be in, we'll see. Yeah. And then I'll end out on this one then. Let's see, this might fall into your field.
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Yeah, it is. Okay, perfect. And it says, therapy is expensive. Dick is free. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about it. Sounds amazing. Agreed.
Right. About right. Come and get it.
It's like two doors. Pick one.
Come and get it. That's
on the left is therapy, and on the right, dick.
It's a win-win, I think.
Oh, you get to choose.
No holes barred.
Yeah.
Something like that. On that note, shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigel.
Matt Gruth, thanks for playing.